Starlink corn was designed to be resistant to certain pests, but concerns over possible health effects on humans led the government to limit its use to corn grown for feeding livestock. But when traces of Starlink were detected in taco shells in 2000, the genetically modified corn was pulled from the market. Today, voluntary testing is conducted by the USDA on growers who suspect their corn might be contaminated with Starlink. Those tests have shown that Starlink is still present in trace amounts. Rick Johns is an associate biology professor at Northern Illinois University. He says it's possible Starlink will be around for many years to come.
Farmers aren't necessarily good at keeping everything separate. The grain bins, for example, are not well segregated into human food versus animal food. It's all together in one big bin. Even if you clean the bin out, there's lots of excess seeds left inside of it. Similarly for the trucks, similarly for the grain elevators.
A study by the Centers for Disease Control found no conclusive evidence of allergic reactions to Starlink corn. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chris Lehman.